A federal judge has tossed out a $4.5 billion bankruptcy settlement involving OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and members of the Sackler family who own the company. The issue? A provision that would have protected the Sacklers from future lawsuits. OxyContin is known to have fueled the opioid crisis and, along with other drugs, claimed the lives of more than 500,000 people over two decades. Let's talk about this with Michael Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, hello.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Sackler family put up more than $4 billion for victims and, in exchange, asked for immunity from future lawsuits. And now this judge says no to that deal. So could this whole arrangement unravel?
Yeah, it very well could. And the issue is this agreement occurred in bankruptcy court, which, you know, that's basically when a company in financial trouble goes to court to work out a plan to pay back everyone it owes money to. And in this case, that included many states, cities, and counties who had sued the company over the opioid crisis. And the legal question at play now is, it's kind of an unsettled question that I think could even go to a higher court, and that's whether it's okay for a bankruptcy court judge to give, a third party release to the owners or management of a company like this, in this case, the Sackler family, because what it does, you know, it shields them from being sued again in the future by other victims of the opioid crisis. And, you know, that sort of disenfranchises other victims who might want some compensation from this.
Now, a lot of stakeholders, including victims, they supported this arrangement, but not eight states and the District of Columbia and not the Biden administration. What was their argument, which for now has prevailed?
Well, there's so many different parties who are victims of this issue that obviously they're not all going to agree. And again, it goes back to that notion of, should the Sacklers be able to basically walk away from this situation with billions of dollars? The family's entire fortune is estimated at about $11 billion. This settlement from the family, as you said, is $4.5 billion. So, the family will still be able to walk away from this scandal with billions of dollars and sort of be shielded from being sued over that. So that's really the big stickling point.
And so, I mean, what happens next? You mentioned it might go to the next level of court, a federal appeals court. Purdue Pharma has already said it plans to appeal.
Right. And, their argument is this will actually delay, and they're saying possibly even end, the ability of victims to receive any sort of compensation and for this money to be put to use to, further try to stem this opioid addiction problem. So it's clear, it's going to be a legal fight at the appeals level to see, if what that court decides is the legality of this issue of being able to shield individuals from further litigation in the bankruptcy process. It's very much an open question in the law that needs to be settled at sort of a higher court level.
That is Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks for the time.
Thank you.